Stop bringing y'all ugly friends outside. If you know you have a ugly friend, I am not trying to play rock, paper, scissors in the corner, trying to figure out who's about to take one for the team, because I'm not the ugly one in my group. So why would I ever lose in rock, paper, scissors to talk to the ugliest friend group? You're bugging the fuck out.
Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Omomi, aka Petit Diva. And in this video, we are talking about the ugly friend that never gets approached.
Really don't talk about what it feels like to grow up as the ugly friend. My ex best friend, she was the pretty best friend. Worst part of it is I was actually not even ugly. The only difference between me and her was she was light-skinned and Hispanic and I was black. And the effects of literally being in the shadow of somebody literally destroyed my self-esteem for literal years. I literally felt like I didn't even have an identity, because every time people would see me, they would be like, oh, you're so-and-so's best friend. And no, I cannot blame her, but she definitely did not make the experience any better. And people literally would argue with her and be like, shut the F up with your ugly ass best friend. And ultimately, it had got me in a space in my life where I felt like I would never be deemed as beautiful because I wasn't light-skinned and I didn't have long curly hair or a big butt. I was just, you know, a little scrawny little black girl. Like, now that I'm older and I think about it, I just, you know, I cry for little Aaliyah, because I did not deserve that. I did not deserve that at all. And I did not deserve to have a friend that didn't defend me or make me feel like I was beautiful. It was just always about her. Now, like, I'm just so happy for myself that I know that I'm beautiful and I do not need to be light-skinned or Hispanic to be beautiful. And if you have a friend like that, please get a new friend.
Most guys do not want to be friends with the ugly girl. It is always going to be mainly the pretty ones. And I say this because whenever it is a pretty girl, you have more of an incentive to be in a friendship with her. I'm telling you, most guys are friends with girls just because they find them attractive. And fellas, if you disagree with me, you're lying. And this is why I can't believe in guys being friends with girls. Because there's always a hidden intention behind the scenes. Because whenever you're friends with a pretty girl, you're obviously going to find her attractive. And you're going to want to stay friends with her just because you're going to think that there's going to be that little opportunity for you to swoop in and actually cuff her, or maybe even just. And this is why most people are skeptical of boy best friends. Shit, I would too, because I used to do that shit back then. I know how guys think, bro, and I'm not going to let my girlfriend have a guy best friend, bro. It just does not work.
How do you know if you're the ugly friend? Sprinkle, sprinkle. How do you know if you're the ugly friend? Ask a child that don't know you. Take a picture of you and your friend. Hold it up to some child. Who's prettier? Who's ugly in this picture? Okay.
Now, this video is inspired by a video where a woman talked about the fact that she felt like the ugly friend growing up, and that she was not approached. So she just wanted to talk about her feelings and situations that occurred and made her feel that way. So let's check out her video, and then I'll come out to share my thoughts on what she said.
Ladies, can we start a thread? Because I want to talk about something that I haven't heard, and I just want to know if anyone else, any women, are experiencing this. Quick backstory. Coming up, I always had low self-esteem. I never felt attractive. I didn't really have friends. I was pretty much a loner. And so as an adult, I still have some of those thoughts in my mind. And it could honestly affect how I present myself when I'm out. But with that said, I have a lot of gorgeous friends, okay? Everybody's pretty. Everybody's pretty. Can we talk about how we are not the woman that's like ever approached in the friend group? More specifically, how you internalize it, how you deal with it. You know, because it's hard for me to believe that I'm the pretty girl when I'm out and men don't approach me. I tell you guys all the time that, like, I get the most attention from guys on the internet, not out in public. I, for the most part, I've never approached. just to keep it a buck. Or I'm approached by super older guys, like 50 and up. Nobody in my age range. And I don't care how many times my friends tell me I'm pretty. People at church tell me I'm pretty. When it's all said and done and I'm in a room with them, I'm never seen. And it's kind of hard to deal with. And then you can't even really talk to your homegirls about it, because if you tell them, then they're going to be self-conscious about how they are in your presence, and you don't want to dim their light because you love them. But like, what do I have to do? Distance myself from pretty people? Like, that doesn't make sense. I don't know. How do y'all deal with it? Do you talk to your homegirls? Do you just internalize it? Do you talk to other people? Do you just ignore the feelings? Like, because that's my thing. When I'm by myself and I meditate or I look at myself in the mirror, I feel beautiful. And then I get around other pretty girls and I feel like the ugly duckling. And nobody can convince me that I'm attractive. That's why it's hard for me to receive compliments. That's why it's hard for me to trust that what people are saying they mean, because my life experience tells me otherwise. Otherwise. So how do you deal with it if you are dealing with it?
Oh my goodness. She was tearing up. I don't know how I'm going to do this video, because when she was talking, when I was listening to her, I was just remembering some things that I felt, because I felt the same way she's talking about. I actually feel that I'm the guy friend, not the one that they choose, because when I'm with all my friends who are so much prettier than me, have the structure and everything that everybody is looking at, I feel a particular way. I already have my own issues, the fact that I'm an introvert, I really don't want to talk to people, then my skin is very problematic. I saw a comment that someone said, "How is my face is glowing," and I was like, I don't think the person is talking about me. Probably one of the people I featured. So I didn't reply, because I feel like the person is not talking about me. Because if you check my shorts, the short videos, you will see my skin. So when the person said your face is glowing, I'm like, glowing from where to where? It's not glowing, because I'm battling serious post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation and acne. So when that person gave me the compliment, I feel... it's not me that the person was talking about. And she said something about when people give her compliments, she doesn't believe it. Honestly, that's the way I feel. When people say something, I'm like, you're lying. You're lying. Because it doesn't translate to real life. So I understand that part where she talked about not accepting compliments or believing compliments. Personally, my weight has been the issue for me, that's affected my self-confidence, because I'm skinny, like skinny. I just gained weight some months ago, and I'm trying to gain more weight so that I can get to 120 pounds. I'm at about 56. My target is 56 kg or 120 pounds. I've been weighing less than, I think, 90 for a long time. I just recently climbed up to, I think, 110 pounds. That should be about 49-50 kg. I said my weight, but that the fact that I'm always on that weight affects some things that I can get, especially with clothes, shoes, because people don't always have my size. They don't have the style that I want. I feel like I have a good fashion sense, because I can tell people, oh, this is fine, this is, and but when it comes to me dressing up, because I cannot find my size, I end up with bottom barrel dresses, and I don't look my best in my own opinion. But I have to dress. I cannot walk about without a dress or without clothing. But I don't, that has been one of the reasons, one of the things that's affected kind of my self-confidence and the way I feel like I'm looked at. So that when I'm with people who are dressing to the hilt, everything on fleek, I'm not the one that's getting approached. Anyway, Che, let's check out what people had to say about her video and the things that she's talking about in her video.
Times my friends tell me I'm pretty. People at church tell me I'm... And I also just want to mention this. Right, like what she said. You have people tell you that you're beautiful. Then you have, you know, family, friends, they'll tell you, oh, you know, you're beautiful and blah, blah, blah. And then when you go out, and this is sometimes with those same people, it's not really reflected. And it's like, oh, but you know, right one will come, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't negate the fact that you just experienced what you just experienced. So not only as a Black woman do you have to deal with that self-esteem, now it's like it's reflected physically, like actually literally in public. So now you're thinking, okay, yeah. And that's like, that was a struggle that I've been going through, like from I know you're thinking middle school is young. Yeah, from middle school to probably last year. Let's be honest, because it's a long journey, and this happens to so many Black women, especially if you're fat, if you're dark skinned, you know, if your hair is not loose textured, if you have like 4C hair, if you have, you know, locks, like there's so many layers to it that I feel like people just bypass and say, oh, you know, you're beautiful, the right one will come. And don't get me wrong, the right one will come. But when you tell a person that, it kind of like shuts down their thought process and then makes them feel like they're crazy and makes them feel like they're alone in saying things. So just moving forward, if you do know somebody that is going through that and has that, you know, confidence in creating that safe space with you and telling you this, listen and then understand where they're coming from. And also, you know, I think one thing I also learned, I mean, I don't like clubs, I don't like bars, so, but I try not to go into those spaces because those are really weird spaces to be in. And I know, like, to be approached by guys, but it's like the weirdest place. Go to different places. If you feel uncomfortable when that's happened in front of a friend, walk away and then probably text that friend, listen, I'm going to the other corner. Because it hurts. And you don't want to be that person because you have to stick it out with your friend. You don't have to do that. Make sure you keep your peace. That's something that I'm trying to hone in for myself. So as I'm saying this, I'm also trying to practice it for myself. I'm talking to myself about this. We talk about how we are not the woman that's like ever approached.
Listen, as a... unconventional darker skinned woman, I understand what it means to not only be invisible but to feel the pain of invisibility. But there's a reason why you are seen by specific amounts types of people rather than all people. Yes, it can be because of the stupid rubbish bullshit scattered standards of society. Yes, granted, but it also has a lot to do with protection. You are protected in a different way, energetically and spiritually, and even who you are. Not many people can get close. It's not that your friends are not protected. Who knows how their own ancestors and spirit guides work? But you, your own is different. Your own is more aggressive. It's given touch me not, come near me not, you know?
I've never had a boyfriend. I've never had my first kiss. I've never had any of that. And growing up and even now, I was never the girl that people had a crush on. In fact, when I would tell boys I had a crush on them, they'd be like, ew, like, why do you have a crush on me? You're so ugly, whatever. It really messes with you because you feel like you missed out on such a huge part of growing up. Everyone that I know had a boyfriend. Everyone that I know had people that had crushes on them. And I never experienced that. And it made me feel like, oh, am I that ugly that nobody has any interest in me? And like, maybe the answer is yes, okay, whatever. But no human should feel that way, you know what I mean? And I don't want it to sound like I'm craving male validation. It's just that I've never had any validation. And when I talk about things like wanting a man to come up to me in public and say, oh, you're so pretty, people are like, what? That's so annoying. Like, I hate when that happens to me. But it's like, it's literally never happened to me. So, like, I'm not a pick me, but I've never been picked. So at least once in my life, can I just feel that? You know what I mean? And people could say, oh, it's because you're chubby, oh, it's because you're unattractive, whatever. I used to weigh 110 pounds, okay, in high school, and nobody liked me. Nobody had a crush on me, nothing.
Can we talk about how we are not the woman that's, like, ever approached?
I definitely sympathize with the original poster who was essentially talking about, you know, kind of going out in her group of friends and feeling ignored, or saying, like, everyone tells you how amazing and beautiful you are, but it hasn't translated to romantic interests, in, at least in public, like, people approaching you. And it is a total mind fuck, because it's like, am I not beautiful enough for people to want to feel attracted to me in that way? And I still don't have a complete answer to how to handle that. All I can say is, like, for me, I think of it in terms of societal beauty and fat phobia and stuff. I know I live in this fat, dark skin body, and I know a lot of men care more about what their homeboys think or the next man thinks. And so a lot of them are more comfortable approaching me online or like behind closed doors or whatever. And that's a them problem, because there's not a man that I would be interested in a serious way who still cares about what other men think, because I don't give a fuck about what men think in that regard. But it's, we still want to feel beautiful and still feel like we are getting that positive attention, especially from the people that we are interested in dating. And if cis men are who we're interested in dating, I think personally the way I handle it is just understanding that even their attention isn't actually fucking worthwhile. A lot of them are creeps, and a lot of times, like, men approaching does not mean that they have good intentions, and that even their attraction to you is something that should feel that affirming if it's still gonna result in the bullshit. So I just focus my energy on living my life the best way that I can, being who I want to be, and whether I get approached in person, online, or wherever, you know, the person who's for me will be for me. Because I don't need everybody to love me. I just need the right people to love me and want me. And so, you know, it don't, that thought isn't always going to make you feel better, but I think it's still the most realistic, most pragmatic way that I can approach this and not allow that shit to fuck up self-esteem, because them not being able to see who I am or have the capacity to hold who I am ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm still amazing. I'm still beautiful. I'm still loved regardless. And that's the most important thing.
How we are not the woman that's, like, ever approached.
So for 25 years of my life, I did feel this exact way. I felt like I was not the friend that was pretty in the group. And when I used to hang out with a lot of the, you know, pretty girls that always had guys talking to them, it made me feel less than. It made my self-esteem extremely low. And it just really hurt my feelings. I would bring it up to my friends, and they were just like, oh, Molly, you're so pretty, but you don't make yourself approachable. And then I just looked at it from a different lens. So what I had to realize is that I was not the ugly friend. I was the friend that most guys at the club can tell that they cannot run game on. You can't run game on me. You can see it in my face and my eyes. I'm not trying to hear anything you have to say. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to drink with my friends. I don't care to talk to any of you creatures. So I basically had to look at it from this way. Are my friends pretty? No doubt my friends were pretty. People I did hang out with, they were pretty. Are they pretty, or are they just basically keeping themselves open to conversation with anything? Because when you do that, it gives you an inflated sense of self-esteem that, oh, guys talk to me. And you're just like, well, you're not talking to anything with substance, girl. You're not talking to anything worth no time. Like, we could be having a good time and laughing and chilling and having a good time, but instead you worry about somebody approaching you. So that did monstrously for my confidence. I was just like, oh, I just don't put up with it. Y'all do.
I have gorgeous friends, okay? Everybody's pretty. Everybody's pretty.
So on Twitter, somebody had posted, like, a thread of this video explaining the video how she feels. And there's some girls in the comments like, step your cookies up. Why are you mad about not being approached? Y'all would never know how it feels because it would never happen to you. It was literally average females commenting shit like that, like mean girl shit, right? Y'all would never go through that experience of that awkwardness because you would never experience that. You're the one that's always getting approached. Outside looking in is looking like your self-esteem is bottom of the totem pole. Your insecurities is low as fuck. You ugly as shit. Da da da. This and a third. From the outside looking in. But being the bitch that's on the inside, it's never giving low self-esteem. Never getting, I can't pull niggas because I can pull without y'all being around. Where the awkwardness comes to play is y'all is around. And I'm not getting approached. It's not making me feel no type of way but awkward. That's the only word I'm going to use because my self-esteem don't go nowhere when I don't get approached. And my insecurities don't go low either when I don't get approached. I would never want to get approached by the get approached by. Do y'all listen to the conversation y'all be having? Or is it just me? Of course it's just me because I'm the only one not speaking to nobody. To hang around your average looking female and not be the average looking female, that's awkward as fuck. I'm 6 foot even, I'm dark skinned, and I have a lot of meat on my mind. Nobody's approaching me. I hang around 5'3 to 5'6 bitches, a nice smile, brown skin, nice body, little petite bitches. Nobody's ever going to approach me when I'm with them. Like, let's be for real about the situation. But it's definitely an awkward feeling to be the only one standing there scrolling on your phone while everybody else is having a conversation around you. I'm not saying that men totally disregards me, like they just brush me off, you know, they do have some type of common respect. But the feeling is still awkward. Like, that don't make me no less than. And that don't make my fucking insecurities less than what the fuck it already is. Like, don't ever get it misconstrued about a feeling being awkward and a feeling playing with my insecurities. That's not happening. The men that approach y'all, I would never dare, like, no. And y'all playing to their game too well. Niggas know the vibes when they look at you. Niggas know the vibes. Like bitches in those comments made me feel like they had one up on their friend. Why would you want to feel like that towards your friend? Let's be fucking real. And it's not no hating ass shit saying like, damn, my friends always get approached. I would want them to get approached. Do you? Me personally, not bottom type niggas. Never. The feeling is just awkward. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm not insecure because I'm not getting approached. None of that sort. It's just awkward. Like, for you to act like that and you hang around, that's not the average female that nigga approach, and you act like that, you're a weirdo.
I'm out and men don't approach me. I tell you guys all.
Fear not. You are now experiencing what majority of men go through on a daily basis. And for you, this is an out-of-body experience because you're seeing your friends get treated in a different manner. But I'm going to treat you like I treat the homies that have this same thing going on. It's the way you look. It's your body. Men are visual, so if a man doesn't see anything that's pleasing about you, he won't approach. And you're not a bad-looking woman, it's just simple facts that the body does attract. This is not to have sympathy or empathy for men, but it's just let you know that you're being hit with the reality check at the moment. And let me tell you something else. Those women in those comments that you got, they're not helping you. They're just going to steer you down the wrong path. A diet, a good, clean, nutritional diet, and the gym will help you. This is what majority of men feel like. It's time to do the work. No excuses.
Ladies, can we start a thread? Because I want to talk about something.
Hey boo, I'm Rhea, and you don't know me, but I wanted to stitch your video. And I just want to tell you something today. You are gorgeous. You are beautiful. You are enough. You are worth it. You are amazing. And I don't care what anybody says or thinks or anything. You got to get a confidence, a true confidence in yourself to know that I'm worth this. And just because men don't pick you out of your friend group, that doesn't mean that you're not worth it. That doesn't mean that you're not gorgeous. That doesn't mean that you're not beautiful. It just means that they are not the ones for you. Because when a man sees you, he gonna see all of you. When a man wants you, he's gonna want you for you. Not because you're portraying to be somebody else or anything like that. He's gonna want you because you are you unapologetically. And that's what I'm trying to say here. And I can say this to you because I once was like that. I once had that mindset. I once had that perspective about myself. Then I had to think, if I don't love me, how in the world do I expect for somebody else to come in and do the same? No, you got to be confident in you. My grandma, I have twin daughters, and when they first was born, she used to tell them all the time, you a fine at black educated woman. And I take that and I look in the mirror every day and I be like, I'm a fine black educated woman. So what men don't pick you up and they pick everybody else up in the friend group? They ain't for you. And that's okay. It's gonna take a special person to love you correctly. See, the thing is, when you out with your friends and stuff, that right there, everything you just said, it shows. It shows. You can see when somebody's confident and when they're not. You can see when somebody loves themselves and when they don't. It shows, babe. So all I'm saying is, you gotta love you first before you give anybody else a job to do that. And you gotta be confident enough in you to know that anybody will be lucky to have me. It's a privilege to know me. Yeah. I hope this helped you today.
But with that said, I have a lot of gorgeous friends, okay?
I've seen so many takes on this video of being the friend that never gets approached, some of which were super invalidating and filled with toxic positivity. In her video, she's simply expressing the tolls and struggles of being the friend that never gets that type of attention. And she's not even looking to dim the light of her friends. In fact, she's trying to express how to manage these feelings while not doing that at all. It is a very real and valid feeling. And it's so easy for people who constantly get attention to be like, oh, just decenter them, because they're in a position where they can get that attention anytime. I don't think people realize how much it can really affect a person in a society that's heavily emphasizing romantic relationships and a woman's worth in relation to that when you don't get that type of attention. And it's a lot to work through when you don't get seen in that type of way while everyone else around you does.
Ladies, can we start a thread? Because I want to talk about something.
Now this is a conversation worth having. Please go watch her video if you have not already. But I'm going to sum it up. And she basically said that when you're the friend that doesn't get approached often or at all in your friend group, what do you do? Do you tell your friends? Do you say anything? Like, what do you do? What I used to do personally, I used to internalize it. Because I thought that, well, if nobody's approaching me, I'm probably ugly as hell. If anybody sits there and says that when they weren't getting approached, that it never bothered them or they never internalized it in some way, they're lying. Now, me personally, like I said, I used to internalize it. I used to think I was ugly as hell. And it didn't make it any better that I'm the only, you know, plus size friend in the friend group. So it had to be something wrong. Now, do you tell your friends? No, because I'm not a hater. I'm not jealous of them. I actually love that for them. I'm not going to lie. Like, you really just take the shit to the chin. Like, you don't say anything. And I think the reason why we don't say anything is because, one, it can cause a conflict between our friends. Two, not every friend will be able to internalize that correctly. To them, you're jealous of them. And they look better than you, and oh well, da 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 da. When in all actuality, you're not even jealous of them. Like, you're just feeling some type of way because you feel like, damn, like, am I ugly? And a lot of the times when our friends are approached, it is awkward. Like, you're literally like the ugly duckling that gets pushed out the way because they don't want nothing to do with you, which is fine. But it's like, damn, like, can we go about it a certain kind of way? Now that I'm the friend that does get approached, I hate it. Because these men are out of pocket, extremely out of pocket. They say I have heard some of the wildest things within the past year. You would not believe it. In the girl's video, she also asks, you know, how do you deal with it now? Now, like I said, me personally, I don't deal with that anymore. And I have it for a good time, and I love that for me. I used to be so insecure, and not even like in the aspect of like being approached. Like, I just was insecure in general. And that stemmed from me getting bullied all my life. But besides that, like she said, if you don't feel like you're beautiful, if you don't feel like you're a bad bitch, you're not. And no matter how many times your friend, your mom, your boyfriend, whatever, whoever you're talking to will say that to you and you don't believe it, you're not. So I'm actually very happy that we're having this conversation and I'm seeing a lot of girls' points of view because I thought I was the only one. And now that I've been on both sides of the fence, I can see both sides. But to this creator here that I'm stitching, girl, you are absolutely beautiful. And trust me when I say I heard you very loud and clear, and a lot of girls just like you have heard you as well. You are beautiful and not for everybody, and that is okay. Because everybody does not deserve to have you. Remember that. And keep your head up, love. Keep your head up. Because you are very, and I mean very beautiful. Remember that.
Never felt attractive. I didn't really have friends. I was pretty much a loner.
Hey friends, please go watch her full video to gain context. to what I'm about to talk about. So growing up, I always felt like I was invisible. I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't someone that got hit on by a lot of guys. I just felt like I was just always overlooked. Now, when I became an adult, again, still didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't that girl that hung out with a lot of pretty girls. I always felt like I was pretty, but I always felt like there was something wrong with me because I didn't have a lot of friends and guys wouldn't hit on me. So a few years ago, I had went to the barber. I had cut all my hair off and I would go see the barber like every week or two. And I had went in for my appointment. We got on the subject about how I don't get hit on by guys. And y'all, he could not believe it. He was like, "You're such a pretty girl. Like, there's no way that you're not getting hit on by guys." And yeah, I wasn't. I was married at that time. I'm still married. But even before I got married, I was never the girl that got hit on by guys. And so he said, "Well, let me tell you this." He said, "It's nothing to do with the way that you look." He said, "Well, let me tell you one thing about men." He said, "They will not approach who they can 100% sure and confidently a pull." And so he said, "It's not that you're not pretty." He said, "It's not that anything to do with that." He said, "It's simply to do with the fact that something about you, the way that you carry yourself, is triggering to men, like, oh, I can't pull that. Like, she's not on my level." And that's something that I always thought, even in middle school, even in high school, even as an adult, when I felt like men wouldn't approach me, I felt like I was unapproachable. But two, I always felt like I was different. A lot of the stuff that these pretty girls put up with, your girl ain't putting up with it. And I think that comes off in the way that I carry myself. And let me tell you this, the life that I have is what a lot of the pretty girls wish. I've been married and with the same man for 16 years. He loves me. He's provided me with a great life. He takes care of me. He is faithful to me. And he thinks I'm the most beautiful girl in the world. So let me tell you this. It's not anything that your pretty friends have over you. It's just something special about you, sis. And there's something different about you that is going to take a very specific, special man that is for you. So just know that you're different. And different doesn't make you any less of a woman. You are still awesome. You are worthy of having high esteem and confidence because, sis, you got something that a lot of those your pretty friends don't. So I hope that encouraged you.
Can we talk about how we are not the woman that's like ever approached?
Yes, we can. Y'all go back and watch her video. But basically, she's talking about being out with your pretty friends and you feeling like you're cute, but then the men just aren't attracted to you, really. Like, they're not stepping up and, what is the word, approaching you. So this happens to me all the time. I will feel so cute, makeup done, hair done, like drip or drown, and I'm like, yeah, but then not a single soul. And if someone does approach me, which is very rare, like it basically never happens, it might be like a man my father's age. And it's like, what I'm convinced it is that, like, I don't know if it's the IG baddie aesthetic, the racially ambiguous aesthetic, but I feel like all of the popular aesthetics, I don't fit that. So her question was, what do you do? Do you tell your friends? Because that might make them want to like dumb themselves down. It's like, no, girl, go ahead and shine. If you thick, be thick. Like, if you're popping and cute, be popping and cute, period. Really, what I do, I don't say anything to my friends. I do two things. I have internalized it in the past where I'm like, it's something wrong with me. I've internalized it, but I feel like now I just try to ignore it. And it is hard to deal with because it's like, you will be feeling so cute, but I'm like, I don't think it's translating to the outside. And when you grow up with self-esteem issues, it really just transfers into adulthood for the most part. You can feel good about yourself, and I know you shouldn't seek external validation, but let's be real here, BFFR, be freaking for real. If nobody ever approaches you, you do start to think like, am I ugly? Like, what's really good? And one more thing I forgot to mention, I capitalize off of the moment. I'm gonna be honest. It's one friend, and I know she watches my TikTok, so you might know who I'm talking about. But she's bad, okay? Period. And whenever we go out together, the men always come up to her. They send shots to the table. So one thing about me, my friend is cute, and if they're doing for both, which they should be if you're out with your friend, I'm just going to capitalize off the moment and enjoy the free stuff that's coming, because what the heck.
Now, a lot of people are talking about how to build your self-worth without seeking validation from men or from other people. And I think that's a conversation that anybody who has felt like that should have, and should also have with people and have with themselves. You need to build your self-worth and self-esteem so that you don't end up in relationship with the one who approaches you, and then you begin to take a lot of nasty behavior that that person presents. Now, personally, I have been trying a lot to build my self-worth and self-esteem. I'm working on my skin, because even though it's not going to make me prettier, but I think the fact that my skin is clear and it doesn't look like something, it's something that helps with my self-confidence, and it's helping, because right now I'm not having a lot of breakout, and it has really done a lot to my self-confidence, I think. I'm also, like I said, working on my weight so that I can get the clothes that I want without having to get the bottom barrel of whatever clothes they get and are selling. Another thing is that I'm working on other things, focusing on my dreams and aspirations, so that I'm building my self-worth without anybody's validation, without any person telling me anything, or without seeking validation from anyone. And that, I feel like, is the most important thing. But it's easier said than done, and that's the thing. She was saying that going out and getting compliments from people online and getting not seeing it translate offline is something that affects her. And to be honest, if you are in that position of being the ugly duckling, you know that it can affect you, and there's no need to like say it doesn't happen. It happens a lot. But the thing is, at one point in time, you might have to just pull yourself up and seek validation from yourself and not from anybody, especially the opposite sex. And even though, yes, we are saying build your self-worth, improve your self-esteem, look at ways that you can boost it and the rest, thing is that it's not that easy. It's not that easy. There's so many times where I feel like I'm at the lowest, but thankfully God is always on the throne. I have to say that. And when today, if I feel terrible, the next day something happens to boost it, and I'm grateful for that. So I'm slowly working on my self-esteem, and I think everybody's pace to working on their self-esteem would be different. So the fact that you might have gotten out of that rut, if you used to feel like that, does not mean another person is going to get out of that mentality quicker than you expected. So everybody's journey is different, and everybody gets into that point where they don't see validation from the opposite sex as a reflection of their worth. It's going to take a while for everybody. It's going to take different pace for everybody, and we just have to accept that people are different. Another thing that I personally feel is that there's a person for everybody, and I know a lot of people that commented said the same thing, that there's that particular person that's going to love everything about you, even the fact that you think that you might not be the best looking out of your girl group. And for me, that is something that I firmly believe in, and I'm not worried. Do what? No, let me not lie. Sometimes I'm worried, sometimes I'm not worried, but I'm just going as in, it's all in God's hands, and I'm just going to ride with it. So hopefully this video is an encouragement to people, even if you've not gotten to the part where your self-confidence and self-esteem is at a high. Don't worry, Just take your time and slowly build on it, and everything will be fine by God's grace. Any which way, that's what I think about this whole discussion. I don't know what you guys think about what the original creator was saying. Do you think she was just being dramatic, or do you think that what she was saying is something that people should discuss more about? Are you like the ugly duckling, in quotes, among your girlfriends? How have you handled the situation? Do you leave the girl group or go on your own, or do you work on your self-esteem, or have you decided that is not a validation of who you are and you don't care anymore? I would love to hear your thoughts and anything that you've done to work on your self-esteem. So please leave your comment in the comment section so that we can get this discussion popping. Now, if you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. If you are not yet subscribed and you like videos such as this, please consider subscribing by clicking on the red button that says subscribe. And don't forget to click on the bell notification icon by the side so that you're notified anytime I upload. Now, with all that said, thank you so much for watching. I hope to see you in the next one.